Imagine opening your favorite news website only to find that the articles you're reading were generated by an artificial intelligence using content stolen from the very publishers you trust. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Thursday, March 6th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of AI and media law. Let's get into it. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. Imagine watching a movie where not a single human was involved in writing the script or editing the footage. That's no longer science fiction. Hollywood, newsrooms, and streaming giants are all racing to figure out how to regulate AI-generated content before it reshapes their industries. Today, the News/Media Alliance, a leading industry trade association, announced a groundbreaking lawsuit against Cohere Incorporated for what they're calling a massive, systematic copyright infringement. Cohere, an artificial intelligence company valued at over $5 billion, allegedly engaged in unauthorized use of content from publishers like The Guardian, Forbes, and Condé Nast to develop its generative AI systems. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. "We can't tell what's AI-generated anymore," an executive at a major news outlet admitted. In the past year, AI-written news articles have surged 400%, forcing platforms to rethink how they surface content. The lawsuit alleges that Cohere's behavior amounts to widespread copyright and trademark infringement, involving thousands of articles used without permission for training and real-time content generation. Danielle Coffey, president and chief executive officer of the News/Media Alliance, emphasized the importance of this lawsuit, stating, "As generative AI becomes more prevalent, it is imperative that legal protections be enforced so that innovation can flourish responsibly." Tony Hunter, chair of the board of the News/Media Alliance, added that this marks a historic moment as publishers unite to protect the value of journalism against unauthorized use by technology platforms. The stakes are high. If publishers can't protect their intellectual property, the very fabric of trusted journalism could unravel. With this lawsuit, the News/Media Alliance is putting AI companies on notice that they are not above the law. They're demanding a permanent injunction and damages for Cohere's extensive and willful infringement. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The News/Media Alliance's lawsuit against Cohere Incorporated underscores a pivotal moment in the battle to protect intellectual property in an AI-driven world. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.